Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, with today's update for January 10, 2026. We'll cover the latest market moves, policy changes, and institutional developments shaping crypto. Bitcoin is currently trading near $90,000, moving sideways with volatility influenced by early 2026 ETF outflows. Ethereum mirrors this behavior, also experiencing notable ETF redemptions. Spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs have seen over $1 billion in outflows so far this year, driven by portfolio rebalancing and profit-taking that add complexity to these price fluctuations. In policy news, South Korea has shifted its stance and now plans to allow spot Bitcoin ETFs starting this year. This reversal aligns the country with markets in the US and Hong Kong and could prompt new institutional inflows, building on last year's easing sell pressure that followed $300 billion in Bitcoin sales. This regulatory change marks a significant adjustment in global ETF dynamics. Ripple has secured approval from the UK Financial Conduct Authority to expand its regulated crypto payments and cross-border services. While this hasn't produced an immediate price impact on XRP, it strengthens XRP's role in UK settlements and represents a meaningful regulatory milestone. On the institutional front, Andreessen Horowitz raised $15 billion across multiple funds aimed at bolstering U.S. technology and crypto innovation. This highlights ongoing confidence in crypto's strategic importance for America's future in emerging technologies. Separately, Morgan Stanley is preparing to launch its own crypto wallet and Bitcoin ETF this year, reflecting broader institutional engagement. Stablecoin activity also reached a new peak, with transaction volumes hitting a record $33 trillion in 2025. This surge is linked to favorable U.S. regulatory policies and heightened institutional demand, with USDC leading in flow and USDT still holding the largest market value. Additional market structure developments include new crypto licensing requirements set by the UK FCA starting September 2026, and NASDAQ alongside CME Group launching a NASDAQ CME Crypto Index, catering to increasing demand for reliable crypto benchmarks. Looking ahead, watch closely how regulatory shifts in the US, UK, and South Korea evolve, as well as ETF flow trends, which remain key to understanding short-term market moves. Also, monitor the impact of growing institutional products like Morgan Stanley's wallet and the broader adoption of tokenized assets by institutions. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.